We are about to start Simen Shin Mem Ches, and we'll be doing that Simen. Hayomid Bershus HaYachid, Vahotzi Yado Malaya Peris Rishus HaRabim. A person was standing in his house, let's say, in a Rishus HaYachid, and he sticks his hand out the door full of fruit into the Rishus HaRabim. Besoch Asorah, within 10 Tfachim, which means he's still in the Rishus HaRabim, because we said that the Rishus HaRabim above 10 is a Makom Ptur. Now, what happened? He didn't place it there. It's still in the air. He's got his arm out there, out the door, holding Paris. So, b'shogeg mutter lahachzira la'osa chotzer. If it was b'shogeg, he's allowed to go and bring it back in. Va'osa lahoshita lachotzer acheres, but he could not go and put it into another chotzer. So, for example, let us say you had two chatzeres, two backyards next to each other. He was standing at the edge of his backyard and took his hand full of fruit, stuck it out into the street, into the Rishus HaRabim. He's allowed to, if this was done b'shogeg, he could bring it back in, but he could not put it across the fence to the other chotzer. V'im b'mezid, what happens if he knew that he was doing an isser, but did it anyway? L'moshel. The person stuck his hand out and he was about to place it on the Rishus HaRabim. So you're standing in your home, you put the fruit outside, you're about to put it outside into the Rishus HaRabim. And then you change your mind, you say, no, I don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. So you're now left with an outstretched arm full of fruit in the Rishus HaRabim. The halachi is, Osir lachzira afilu lachzira la'osa chotzer. Chazal gave you a knas. They do not allow you to bring it back in. You can't drop it. You can't put it outside. So what do? You have to stand like that. Chazal are forcing you to stand like that as a knas. You certainly will not do it again. Now, let's first talk about the case where it's lamala miyud. We said it was a makom ptur. So let's say you stuck your hand out above 10 amos. In the Rishus HaRabim, the halacha is even if it was b'mezid, you're allowed to bring it back in because it never reached the Rishus HaRabim. How about the case where you and your neighbor's backyard are next to each other? You took something out of your own Rishus HaYachid and l'mala miyud, you put it out there. Are you allowed to put it in your neighbor's chatzar now? So the Mishnah Brura brings down that it's usser. He brings a prima godin that is matir, and he doesn't understand him. Now, lechatchila, it is also to go in and stick your hand out the door with food above 10 amos. That's certainly also. Now, the halacha where if you put it out, if it was done the shogig, you're allowed to bring it back. That's even if your kavana was actually to put it into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, what happens if you... Yeah, one thing that has to be pointed out. We're talking about putting it into someone else's chotzer. If there's a Rishus HaRabim on the side, and what you want to do is you put your arm out to the Rishus HaRabim, and now you want to go ahead and bend it and put it into the other person's Rishus HaYachid. So that's going Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through the Rishus HaRabim, not going across the Rishus HaRabim, but on the same side of the street. That could either easily be an Isser of Moshit Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, Bidyota Achas, where you're chayev for it. Okay. Now we go further. The Yesh Omrim, there's a second Shita. Dahani Milik Hashotziya Mibod Yom. That when is it, when did we make this Isser? When you put it outside just before Shabbos. And what you did was you left your arm out there when Shabbos came in. Avlem Hotziya Mishech Sheicha. Let's say you put your arm out there after dark. That means on Shabbos. Mutter lachzira, so Chazal were actually matter bringing it back in. Shemi yashlichem miyado v'yovel lechiyev chatos. If Chazal tell you to leave your arm out there, there's a very good chance that you're going to end up putting it down and you're going to be chayev chatos. But when did they say that? Yeah, by the way, it says chatos. The Mishnah Brura says if you do it on purpose, it would be chayev skila. unless you took it out mibod yom. But we're saying that if you did it on Shabbos itself, Chazal were matir to prevent you from machantos, they were matir to prevent you from an isur skila. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that the poskim are make alike the yesh omrim. Says the Mechaber now. Bamed varim amir amurim kishol tzil ur shusarabim. Avlam hol tzil la karmelis b'chol gavna mutar lach zira. Let's say you took it out to a karmelis, a place that where the isser of carrying it to is only midrabanon, Chazal never made the gzeira. Why is that? Because that's called a gzeira l'gzeira. Therefore, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, the halacha is that you're allowed to go and bring it back to another chatzer is going to be aser. The gra argues on this halacha. The shitas hagra is that even in a karmelist, Chazal gave it all of the chumris of a rishus harabim, and they did not allow you to take your arm back in if you put it out there. Now, what happens if someone is taking objects from one place to another in his house and then accidentally takes one out the door? Now, lucky is he is not chayev midoraisa, because at the time he made the akira, it was with the intent of putting it back in this house. He didn't make an akira for the sake of taking it into the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a case where you lift an object, you lift half of it and take it out of its Rishus, and then lift the other half of it and take it out. That's not considered that you made a complete akira and hanacha. Whereas if you drag the entire object, you don't attempt to lift it altogether, you're just dragging it, that is considered an akira. Magalgal, rolling something, is considered an akira and a hanacha, for which one would be chayiv.